This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast.
We want to hear from you.
It's time for our listener survey. So head to the Joy website and let us know what you love about the station and your presenters.
Maybe you'd like to share your thoughts on Joy's program production team, the volunteers behind Joy Podcasts.
The results of this survey will assist us in continuing to be the best possible station we can be.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Well, bringing you all the up-to-date information on sexual health and well-being. Brought to you by the Victorian AIDS Council on Joy 94.9.
Joy.
Welcome to Well. This is Jack, and tonight I'm joined by my co-host Alex, and also ably assisted by Daniel, our panellist. How are we, men?
Good, they've let me back on the show, which is a good thing.
Well, you've got a good voice for radio, it's perfect.
So I'll just be panelling the rest and stay quiet.
And Alex, this is your first time, so...
This is my first time, John. As you've probably stated a few times, I'm a bit of a virgin, but I prefer to think of it as my debut tonight, so I'm looking forward to being here.
And what are you... Okay. This is your first show, and you're going to be exploring later on about mindfulness... At the PLC?
Absolutely. We'll talk a bit about what the PLC does and the different services we have, as well as a bit of a focus on mindfulness tonight.
We also have a special guest, Campbell Smith, in the studio. He is going to talk to us about Rainbow Connection. It's not about the Kermit the Frog song. It's about a very good program coming out of the PLC through community support, and also more broadly about home care-based services at community support.
Before we go on, Jack, yep. You've been away for a while.
I have.
Would you like to share with us?
Can't you tell by my tan? Just briefly, I went to Italy and England and left Perugia the day before the earthquake, which devastated the area that where I was staying. So great loss of life and destroyed lots and lots of towns. So pretty awful.
Oh,
we become alert to being mindful of security threats or people, but you forget about Mother Nature, I think. So it comes as a stark reminder about nature as a powerful force, and we forget about it sometimes.
Absolutely. Well, it's just good to have you back, Jack.
Oh, well, thank you. We want you to be part of the show tonight, so you can like us on facebook.com/wellwellwelljoy.
You can also call us on 1300-JOY-949.
Send us an email on air@joy.org.au.
Or if you like, send us an SMS on 0427-JOY-949.
And you can tweet us, if that's not enough, at WellWellWellJoy.
So this is WellWellWell, and you're on Joy 94.9.
At WellWellWell, we talk about topics that relate to the GLBTI community, and we're all about sex, health and well-being. But tonight our first guest is Campbell Smith, the team leader of Community Support, which is based at the Positive Living Centre. Campbell's going to talk to us about a special project called Rainbow Connection and more broadly about the home care undertaken by community support. So, Campbell, welcome to Well.
Thanks very much, Jack. It's good to be here.
You've been here before, of course.
I have, yes.
Now, firstly, Campbell, can you please explain what community support does or what it is about and who it works with and whom, for whom?
Well, community support is where VAC had its origins more than 30 years ago in the huge community response to the AIDS epidemic, which led to the development of some large teams of volunteers providing very intense services for very sick people. And so the program has existed for 30 years. It's changed a lot over the years as the epidemic has changed. It's a lot smaller now than it used to be, but we're still here and we're still changing to adapt to needs.
Absolutely, and I think many people may not know that community support was really the birth of VAC. It was the first community response to the people dying and becoming quite ill in heavy numbers. So it is the real response, community-led response to that established VAC.
That's right.
And Campbell, you talked about the fact that it has evolved and changed, and perhaps we might start talking about the Rainbow Connection, which is a bit of an evolution of the community support program. So can you tell us a little bit more about it, what it is, and for who it is designed for?
Well, as Jack mentioned earlier, many people may think of Kermit the Frog. And
we should have had the song.
Yep.
The song that he sang in the Muppet movie. But in our program, Rainbow Connection is designed to extend support and to break down social isolation amongst older members of the LGBTI community. So it's actually in part a response to the VAC board's current strategic plan, which is focusing on extending support beyond HIV and seeing what we can do to support people in the LGBTI, broader LGBTI community.
So it is age-based or age-related?
Yes, it's intended, we say 55 plus.
Yep. Goodness, before you know it, you could be there.
Well, most of the staff, yes, most of the staff would qualify.
For some in the studio, for some, yep.
Yep.
55 plus, and there's two primary target areas. We're looking at people who may be still in their own homes, but quite isolated, and we're also supporting people who may be in an aged care facility and also experiencing isolation there, but the real issue being isolation from their community.
So that's because I was just going to ask what the barriers would be for people accessing more generalist services, but you're talking about people accessing services from their own community, so it's a significant shift, if you like.
Yes, in the case we've certainly had this experience with our volunteer support for positive people as well. We had a client who went into a nursing home in his 50s, and it was really only the volunteer support that kept him connected to his gay community.
Terribly important stuff. And how long? When did it commence, the Rainbow Connection?
Look, it's been evolving very slowly, I'd have to say, because it's quite hard to find clients. It's one of the biggest challenges that we've had is actually finding clients for the program. We've got volunteers ready to go. We've got only a small number of clients, but we are able to take new referrals. But I think one of the problems is that people often in accessing age services don't necessarily identify as members of the LGBTI community, and there may be a bit of a tendency to actually slip back into the closet as you access those services.
That's interesting you should say that, because there's a project underway at the moment which VAC is auspicing, the Coming Out Again Ball, with Tristan Meacham undertaking that. And it talks about the very issue that when you go into aged care services, you may need to go back into the closet. So coming out again is a challenge and a real issue for older GLBTI people.
Yeah, it's a significant problem in aged care facilities. They're not always very au fait with the needs of people from the LGBTI community. And I think having support from volunteers from within that community can be a significant help to people in that situation. Yeah. One of our clients, for example, sadly passed on now, got to go and see Holding the Man at the cinema with a volunteer, which is something, he was in a wheelchair and he couldn't have done that from a nursing home without the Rainbow Connection help.
No, well, that's a good example.
I guess one of the things that comes to mind too is that, you know, the baby boomers, as an old, you know,
that's you, Alex.
I'm part of that group. But I guess as we all move on and age, this is a concern for a bigger part of the population, isn't it? So starting this going now seems like a really valuable resource to implement.
Yeah, I think there's room for more targeted services to meet the needs of particular communities.
Do you have to be an established client of VAC to access Rainbow Connection?
No, you don't at all. You can simply become a client by contacting support, either by email, support@vac.org.au, or by phone, 98630426. They're the two main ways to contact us.
We'll give those out again afterwards.
And there's an assessment process, and you know, there's a formal referral form, and we actually do ask people to try to arrange to be referred by someone involved in their medical care, which just gives us a better starting point for assessing their needs.
And so this is a volunteer-based service as well, that volunteers provide the service to.
Yes.
So would you like to talk a little bit about if people are interested in volunteering In this area? What can they do?
We're very interested in getting more volunteers, both for this this project and for the broader support program, which is still in need of people to provide either individual support or our volunteer drivers. If people got any time during the week, there's always vacancies for people wanting to join support. As I mentioned before, it is peer-based, so the volunteers in Rainbow Connection are all members of the LGBTI community, which is not the case with the broader support program, where many teams are largely run by heterosexual people.
Okay, look, we're talking with Campbell Smith of Community Support, and we're talking about Rainbow Connection, and we're going to hear more about other support services coming out of Community Support.
Joy 94.9.
This is Well, 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 brought to you each week by the Victorian AIDS Council on Joy 94.9. We're still talking with Campbell Smith, so thanks for staying with us, Campbell. We've been talking about Rainbow Connection, but perhaps just briefly to talk about what is the capacity to take on new clients at the moment for this sort of service?
Well, we're very enthusiastic about getting new clients. As I mentioned before, it's been a slow process, so we're standing by to deliver the services. It seemed to us for quite a while that the model of care that we've delivered in the HIV area is very applicable to other services, and particularly in this case for ageing members of the LGBTI community. I had, as many, many years ago, I had a call from a young woman in tears saying, how can I find someone to help me with my gay uncle who was isolated and needing various services? They were all the sorts of things that we were already delivering, but to positive people only. So I think it's quite an exciting and promising opportunity to take all that experience and expand it more broadly in the community.
And I guess really it is about not underplaying the fact that people can still feel stigmatised, discriminated against, and still feel issues around their sexuality, which make it difficult for them to access these services. So this is really going to combat that. It really does address that issue.
Yes, we've been talking to VAC Counselling about possibly doing a Rainbow Connection social group for older LGBTI, and particularly older gay men, many of whom are still working but very isolated because they feel that the community, the gay community, doesn't have anything to offer them in their 50s.
Yeah, there is a bit of an emphasis on the bold and the beautiful, I suppose, in one respect. Campbell, if you took clients on board with Rainbow Connection, is it designed for a particular period of engagement, or is it an ongoing sort of support arrangement?
Look, I think a lot of our services try to achieve particular outcomes in, you know, a period of time and discharge people back to independence. Realistically, that's not always going to be the case where you're dealing with the ageing. So, no, we're not looking at necessarily discharging people.
Because the need would be across the board.
It's going to be an ongoing need for many years.
Yeah, this is just the seed of the whole idea. As you said, if you're working with our counselling arm as well, I can see it as a self-fulfilling, longer-term project that fills a gap, a niche that for older people who may feel as though they're stigmatised and back in the closet.
I'm going to go a step further as well and say that volunteer involvement and actually young people getting involved as well, because I think there's a need for them as well to connect within their community and to the, do you know what I mean, the seniors and the leaders, if you like. I think that's a really nice connection as well. So it's kind of a two-way street. It's not necessarily just then about the client, but it's also about people wanting to give back and that involvement as well, which you already picked up on before, is people waiting and able.
It's certainly a very rewarding volunteer role.
I think there's a good point, Daniel, because it's younger people working with those who have borne witness. It's an old term, perhaps a religious term, but borne witness.
I feel like I'm getting a lesson here.
No. But borne witness to the very fundamental facts that Daniel Andrews was talking about in the State Apology. People have been persecuted for their sexuality and gender identity. So I think it's important for the younger people to learn from the older people, that the history bearers, if you like, of the GLBTI community. So a great initiative, I think.
Thank you.
But Campbell, that's just one area of community support. You also run a home care service.
Yes, well, home care is something that has been around for a long while in community support for those people who just need that little bit extra help to keep living independently in their own homes. The more complex clients whose needs are really beyond what we can support with our volunteer program.
And how is this different from Rainbow Connection?
Well, at this stage, there are paid staff providing the...
Paid attendant
care staff providing services in the home. And at this stage, it is limited to our HIV positive clients.
Okay.
But the significant thing that we've done this year is start our own team after many years of contracting out all of these home care services to external agencies, which brought with it a range of problems, but particularly, you know, very slow response when people were in need. So what we've done this year by having the team managed directly from VAC's office is that we can actually respond virtually within the same week as a need emerges. For example, someone being discharged from hospital and needing help immediately to survive at home.
Sure, important. The response times are critical. Otherwise, people fall through the gaps again and can fall away from service connection.
That's right, yes. And there were often many, many weeks of waiting to connect people using external agencies.
And how many clients would you have in the home care?
We've got 20 at the moment.
Yep.
Capacity for more. And as I mentioned before, sadly, they're the higher needs clients. We've actually lost 4 clients in the last 8 months. Four clients have died. Mm. But what that has shown us is that we have a new capacity now to provide palliative care support for people who are really critically ill.
And there are still, I think this is an important point, there are still people who are frail and still not doing well who are positive. I'm not trying to be a bearer of bad news, but reality is reality.
That's right, yes.
So, Campbell, could you just tell us, in terms of someone who's living with HIV, if they wanted to access this sort of service, how might they go about doing so?
They can call for more information, or they can get a doctor or perhaps their district nurse to refer them to us.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Well, 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 on Joy 94.9.
We're talking with Campbell from Community Support, part of Victorian AIDS Council, and we've been talking about home care and Rainbow Connection, Campbell. But perhaps explore the home care a little bit more. What sort of services are you actually providing to the clients of this service?
Pretty much any services that will help people stay at home longer and preserve their independence. So the range tends to be help with cleaning, help with shopping and perhaps cooking. But in anything else the client can identify that will help them preserve their independence. We're particular about saying it's not a cleaning service. It's beyond that.
It's not cheap labour.
People who say, send me a cleaner, we're wary of. It's a more all-embracing service than that.
And is there an ongoing form of assessment to see what the changing needs of the client might be over time?
Yeah, well, it's monitored virtually daily as the shifts are delivered. The home care workers all come together to meet with staff each month to talk about how the clients are going, and then there's a formal review of the clients every 6 months.
Okay.
So do they work to care plans, I presume? That the
Yeah, specific goals that the clients identify, and bit of flexibility within them so that the client can direct what happens on individual shifts, but the aim is to have very goal-focused service.
And in terms of providing such a needed service, are there other organisations, other partners involved in the delivery of this service?
The big one for us is the Royal District Nursing Service. We've been in partnership with them now for about 25 years, and we talk of them as our clinical arm. We couldn't deliver the range of volunteer services we do in particular without that ongoing assessment and supervision and support that comes from the HIV team at RDNS.
They're the unsung heroes, I think, the RDNS HIV team in the community. Really valuable.
Mm. They certainly are.
Well, they've been a critical part of from the get-go, really, have they not?
From the Fairfield services? Hospital days, yes. Yep.
So it's good to know that they're still part of that service delivery model.
Campbell, does the NDIS impact at all in regard to the home-based care?
We're going through the process now of becoming registered with NDIS so we can take home care beyond the current HIV service to provide disability support in the LGBTI community.
That's terrific. Look, Campbell, thanks very much for coming and talking to us about both Rainbow Connection and the home care service. Just those numbers again. If people want to make contact or speak to you about becoming a volunteer or anything else about the services, what are the contact points?
The support office number is 9863 0426, or you can email any queries to support@vac.org.au.
Thanks, Campbell. Thanks very much for that. You're with Jack, Alex and Daniel on Well, Well, Well.
Joy 94.9.
This is Well, 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 the best radio station in the country, the unique, the one and only Joy 94.9 that plays Melbourne's most uplifting music mix.
Now, just quickly, I'll interrupt and say there's actually been, and this is for you, Jack, there's a message that's come through. Good listening, as always, Well, Well, Well team. Good to have you back, Jack. And that's from Reservoir.
From Reservoir. Oh, that's well. That covers all. There's a huge listing base in Reservoir, of course.
We've got them all.
We've got them all. Now, next, I'm talking to Alex. Alex is in the studio, and my co-host, but he's also somebody I want to interview to let us know about a new pilot project at the Positive Living Centre called Mindfulness. Now, we can misconstrue what that means because I'm a bit forgetful, so I'd like to think I might need some mindfulness, Alex. Or is am I on the wrong track? Is that an inappropriate thing to say?
Well, one could actually argue that any one of us could use a focus such as mindfulness. I've certainly learnt a lot about it over the recent times, and I'm quite a strong advocate for the concept.
Okay. But first of all, just to let the listener know what you're on about at the PLC, what is your role there and what do you do?
It's a good question. Not sure, so no. Look, I'm the coordinator of the centre, so and as many of the people listening to the show would know, the Positive Living Centre is a large part of the Victorian AIDS Council. I guess I'm a bit biased, but I'd like to think it's the heart of the centre. And we're essentially there to provide services for people who live with HIV. Now, those services are designed to focus on health and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
And so one can interpret that quite, widely, really. So
sure.
We have a diverse range of services to look at health, well-being for people living with this virus.
Is that for everybody with the virus? Like, for example, men, women, straight, gay?
Look, absolutely. This is for anyone and everyone who lives with HIV. So we have a variety of services. We hope to cater for that variety of the population. So it is simply about living with the virus.
And living well with the virus.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Can you give us a sense of what some of the services are you conduct there?
Sure, absolutely. I think one of the interesting things is we have a large focus on the peer support framework, and I know Campbell was on before mm-hmm. talking about the various services they're offering there, and they're moving more into a peer model, if you like, and that's a big part of what we do at the centre. And the recent seroconversion study, which some people may have had access mm-hmm. to, mm-hmm. really focused quite heavily on the huge role that peer support plays in living a good life.
Hmm.
Around a whole multitude of issues, but certainly around HIV. So we have a peer support program, and that's a very effective program, which will be evolving over the course of the next year. We're looking at different models of service around that.
And peer support, that means peers in an HIV sense. Peer education, which is run out of the health promotion team, is around being gay,
yes,
not necessarily positive. So there's a difference.
There is a difference, and I guess we try to make sure that people understand that. But certainly, when I talk about peer support within the framework of our centre, it is saying this is about people who live with the virus, offering a service or offering a number of sessions, if you like, over a period of time, who live with the virus and can talk about their strategies in terms of dealing with a multiplicity of issues and sharing those and just talking about what might work for the other person.
And how would one go about accessing the services offered at the Positive Living Centre?
More than happy for people to give us a call. If people know where we are, they can pop in and we'll give those details as we go along.
So people can self-refer?
Absolutely, absolutely. So our the easiest number to call is 9863-0444. And perhaps organise a time to come in. But even if people drop in during our normal business hours, we'll have one of our workers have a chat to them and talk about the service.
We'll give that number out again towards the end of the show.
More than happy to do that.
I understand volunteers also play an important part in your services.
Look, it's critical. And I think you talked about the beginning of the VAC. And really, volunteers played a critical role then, and they still play a critical role now. The variety and depth of services we offer, from our nutritional services program through to many other areas, couldn't occur without the devotion and dedication of time of a great many volunteers. So we have to thank them.
Well, definitely.
Yeah.
And Daniel, by coincidence, our panelist is also our volunteer coordinator, so you would echo
those
sentiments.
This is the first time this has been acknowledged, actually. Now I can talk freely about volunteerism all
important,
the time.
Important, isn't it?
Well, I think it can't be said enough.
No.
It really can't. I know the numbers are quite large, but in terms of percentage of work we offer through our service, a lot of it is through volunteering.
And the backbone of Joy, for example, is volunteers doing it all.
Mm.
Now, you've obviously witnessed, as you were talking about, many changes, significant changes, and how the epidemic has changed and evolved over time and how it's impacted upon the community. Can you talk about that?
Look, certainly. And again, you talked about that earlier on. The dynamic 30 years ago, very different. The dynamic 20 years ago, again, different with the introduction of antiretrovirals. So that has changed the complexity and the landscape quite dramatically. And now people are living well with this virus in general, living longer, and that has introduced a number of other complexities. So with some of the drugs and some of the impact of antiretrovirals over a long term, some people living with HIV may be dealing with other comorbidities, cardiovascular disease and so forth. So it has changed the dynamic and made it more complex, if you like. And part of the issue has become addressing a multiplicity of issues, both health-wise, psychologically-wise, spiritually-wise. And that's why we're looking at mindfulness.
At Joy 94.9, there are approximately 300 volunteers bringing you over 75 shows, 24 hours per day, 7 days a week. That's a lot of facts and figures to take in, but here's one more number for you to think about. 1-300-569-949. That's the number to call to talk to the Joy sales team about becoming a Joy sponsor. One phone call can get your business on air and online, reaching thousands of Joy listeners at a price you can afford. 1-300-JOY-949. That's 1-300-569-949.
This is Well on Joy 94.9, and we're talking with Alex about a special pilot project at the PLC called Mindfulness. I think we just kind of scratched the surface before those announcements. Would you mind just giving us a little bit more about the concept and answer that all in about 20 seconds, if you can?
As I was saying before, in terms of the changing landscape for HIV, as HIV now is becoming considered more of a chronic disease and managed in such a way, and we now are aware, and Campbell was talking about this area before, about the ageing population, that we really do require a bit more of a comprehensive and a multidisciplinary approach. And that's going to include looking at it from a medical perspective, looking at it from a psychological perspective, and looking at it from a social aspect, if you like. And that's what we need to do. And that's what we hope we're doing with the notion of mindfulness. So we keep saying the word mindfulness. Perhaps let's explore a little bit about what it is.
And because that might surprise some of the listeners to hear that around people living with HIV and the fact that the biggest thing that might be affecting them is actually ageing.
Yes.
That might be a big wake-up call, I think, for some of the listeners.
Yeah, the fact we're talking about ageing with HIV is significant.
Yeah.
Well, and again, it becomes a more complex arena when you talk about long-term infection with a virus like HIV, where some people may experience some ageing issues at earlier ages, if you like, than the population that don't live with HIV. But this is it is a good thing. That's what we're looking at. How do we look at this more holistically, if you like? And the fact is that if we think about some of the people we see at the centre, where we're talking about levels of stress and perhaps some other areas such as depression, they do have impacts on the immune system. And this attempts to try and address some of those issues.
So it's a holistic sort of approach to lifestyle, living with a chronic condition, you know, all sorts of...
Absolutely. And it isn't just applying to HIV. I'd like to get a few minutes, we just quickly talk about a study later, which has demonstrated the beneficial impact for people living with HIV around this concept. But it really, mindfulness is really the ability to sort of present and be aware of each moment, experiencing everyday life, consciously connected with the present. I think a lot of us might relate to the fact of... being on autopilot. I don't know if you're like me and you're driving to work or driving along. And
how did I get here?
How did I get here? So that notion of just being more aware of what's happening to you now, you know, again, this concept that the past is gone, the future hasn't happened yet, it's looking at what
now.
Is happening now. So if we think about that as an approach, it's looking, mindfulness is looking at like mental functioning, where you can learn to embrace emotions, thoughts, feelings, and really the derive that from your experiences without any sort of judgment. And the term non-judgmental comes into play a lot when we talk about the concept of mindfulness and how we let it unfold. So that is really looking at ourselves and creating a certain inner peace. Now, I know some of these terms might sound esoteric, but we've had some meditation classes at the PLC before, and they've really been beneficial for the clients. And this is a further extension of that sort of concept.
And clients have really responded well to the...
I mean, this is a pilot program, so it'll be running for a certain period of time. We'll assess how it goes after that period of time. And again, we've been very aware of a study from a while back where they had a cohort of people who went through this, some positive, some not. And they talked about the beneficial elements of going through a program, an eight-week program, not only in terms of how people felt about themselves, but they also looked at things like CD4 counts and so forth, and found that for the population that went through this, CD4 counts were high. Now, we're not going to assess it at that level.
No.
But we're very keen to adopt this. We've got a good, strong cohort of about 10 people now who are wanting to be part of this pilot program that's starting tomorrow.
And if somebody wants to talk to you or somebody else at the PLC about this, what are the details again and what's the contact point?
Well, in terms of this pilot program, it's full at the moment, but we hope if this all goes well that this will be an ongoing service. But as I said before, certainly people can contact us on 9863-0444, or if they just want to look at the VAC website, www.vac.org.au, they can find a whole section around the Positive Living Centre and the services we offer there.
Okay, thanks, Alex. It seems like the PLC continues to evolve, and this is just another example of the emerging themes and issues and responses to the changing epidemic. Thanks for talking to us about it. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Well, guys, look, it's almost time to call it a day, and our thanks must go to Campbell Smith for talking to us about Rainbow Connection and home care based at the PLC, and also to you, Alex, about the services of the PLC generally and mindfulness, the project that's just getting off the ground tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow. Yeah.
So there's lots of things happening at the PLC. Now, another important initiative is GRUNT. GRUNT is the peer advocacy network for the sexual health of trans masculinites, PASH.TM, and the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisation, which of course is a FAO. And they've launched GRUNT, which is a new HIV prevention and sexual health campaign aimed at transgender men who have sex with cisgender men. GRUNT features images of real gay, bi and queer men, both trans and cis, and provides accurate, inclusive and sex-positive sexual health information so trans men can keep it safe and keep it hot and have awesome sex, which we all want. GRUNT will consist of a website, www.grunt.org.au. I'll just repeat that, www.grunt.org.au. A booklet, a series of posters, a postcard, and social media images. The campaign features messages about condom use, PrEP, pre-exposure prophylaxis, PEP, post-exposure prophylaxis, risk reduction, resilience, and, of course, sexual health empowerment. So keep an eye out for GRUNT. The launch will be coming very, very soon to a place near you. That's Alex, how was your first...
Your debut.
My debut. It was just a pleasure to be with both of you.
Well, that's nice.
That's all I have to say. Okay. And it was actually quite wonderful to be able to talk about the services that are offered through VAC. I was happy to have Campbell here and to actually explore some of those services and let people know what is on offer.
We could have a whole series, I think.
Yeah, because there's a whole lot of things that go into out of the Positive Living Centre. That was just one aspect through community support and through the activities and services as a community centre at the Positive Living Centre.
Yes. And we mentioned about people wanting to kind of call in and get more information. And the other thing I know, which is a really good resource, is the PLC newsletter. Mm. So another way they might be able to call in and get that mailed out to them or go to a website.
It's on the VAC website as well. Yeah. It's always on there. So people
it's
can have access
to it. It's amazing at the moment.
Yeah, there's a lot of good information, not just about VAC and PLC, but about all the services that positive people can access in this state. And we're very blessed in this state. We have a lot of great services.
We certainly do. So this is Jack, Alex and Daniel from the Well 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 team at the VAC, the Victorian AIDS Council, saying goodbye for another week. Stay safe and keep on listening to Joy, the most uplifting music mix in Melbourne.
You say that so well, Jack.
And next up we have the fabulous Broad Show with Sonia and her friends. We'll be listening shortly to Love You Like a Love Song by Selena Gomez and The Scene. But first, some CSA. So cheers, everyone. Thanks,
see
Daniel.
You guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.